Does the mass media's coverage of obesity affect how we perceive others? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, David Frederick, assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Chapman University, says how we frame the national discussion of obesity can have a big influence on those suffering from it.
Our new research shows news media coverage of medical studies has dramatic effects on the way people feel about overweight and obese men and women. There are competing views about how obesity should be framed or talked about within the public health community. These different views get played out in the media. The most common view is the public health crisis and personal responsibility frame, which presents obesity as a public health crisis warranting government intervention, and people's bad choices are what makes them overweight. A different view is presented by people who embrace the health at every size frame. They emphasize that exercise and dietary choices are far more important predictors of health than weight. A person who exercises regularly can be both fit and fat. Finally, a radically different view is expressed by supporters of the fat rights frame, which emphasizes the idea that obesity is a positive form of body size diversity and that discrimination and prejudice is unacceptable. This is important because prejudice can affect the ability of overweight and obese people to get jobs, health insurance, and fair treatment from doctors. In a series of experiments, we had participants read newspapers of medical studies which used one of these frames. We then assessed how prejudiced they were towards obese people and how willing they were to discriminate against them. Our findings show that exposure to the health at every size frame does not reduce prejudice and willingness to discriminate. This is worrisome because there is extensive evidence that weight-based stigma negatively affects health, equal access to employment, earnings, education, and medical care. Only people who read the fat rights frame reduced their prejudice. The findings raise concerns that the most common framings of obesity in the news media enable continued prejudice and discrimination toward overweight men and women.
That was David Frederick of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.